Joining me now on the line is Rabbi Rodney Richard, who served as Rabbi of Emerentia and is now the Associate Rabbi of the Victory Park Shul. Rabbi, thank you so much for joining me on the home run. How did you personally feel about the transition from Emerentia to Victory Park? Was it bittersweet, hopeful, or a bit of both?
So firstly, good afternoon, Paula. Good afternoon to your listeners. Thank you for having me on your show. Just to correct one thing, the merger happened in August last year, not 2023. So we're just shy of a year. We're coming up to the first year anniversary. So that was August 2024.
Thanks for pointing that out. We must change that online because online it says 2023, but I'll be responsible for doing that fact check, okay?
No problem. Yeah, so you mentioned it certainly was bittersweet moment for me, and I think many of the congregants as well of Emerentia Shul. For a while, we'd been in a house which had been converted to a shul way back in 2007, 2008, and it was a very intimate, very warm, very Hamish community. And I think the community knew for a while that a time would come when they would need to close, as you mentioned in your prelude, and due to the changing demographics, people moving out of the area. But we were welcomed so warmly by Victory Park Shul, and the merger, thank God, was really seamless and really went through so well that although it absolutely was sad for all of us to leave, you know, what we'd built up, what we'd had, the special community we had in Emerentia Shul, we were fortunate that we were able to bring across that very same community and merge it with a very similar, warm, inviting, welcoming community, that being Victory Park.
Rabbi, what were the biggest challenges in merging two shuls, each with its own history, rhythms, and community?
It's a good question. And to be honest, I think the leadership of the shuls, both shuls, I think anticipated that it would be a bumpier ride. But truth be told, it really wasn't. Communities were very, very similar. I think generally communities in the northwest of Johannesburg historically have always been sort of a community style, like community shuls, country community shuls, where you've got that warmth, you've got that intimacy, everyone knows each other. So it was really two communities very similar in how they were formed and how they continued. And so it was, the merger was a lot easier than I think a lot of people anticipated. You know, you get the obvious things people concerned about. I had a certain seat in this shul. Am I going to have a seat in that shul? What's going to be my seat? But truth be told, it really was seamless. And I think there weren't egos involved. I think I must point out that the fact that we had someone, my colleague, Rabbi Usvolk, senior rabbi at Victory Park Shul, who was so accommodating. And as I say, egos were put aside and with the sharing of roles. And I think just because of that and the communities being so similar, it was a really seamless merger. And I think all the problems that we had anticipated really weren't there. Because again, as I say, communities very, very similar in outlook, very, very similar in how they'd conducted themselves for many years.
Emerentia Shul had such a rich history dating back to the 1950s. In what ways have the members of Emerentia shaped or influenced the culture at Victory Park since the move?
Again, you're quite correct. Victory Park, Emerentia Shul was formed in 1953-54. And again, I think the values, the ethos, the principles, just how we invite everyone in, strangers are welcome in the shul, no one is judged, no one has to be a certain way of dress or a certain way of being. So I think very, very similar values. As I say, there's something very special about, and not to malign any shul the other side of town, but I think there's very special amongst the shuls, the community, the northwest of Johannesburg, that with that country community vibe, where it was a small shul, even if the shul happened to be big and many members, it was really that small shul environment. And I think we were able to bring that across, but it wasn't as though we were bringing our ethos. It was more melding our ethos to the ethos that already existed in Victory Park, which was very, very similar. Warm, welcoming, inviting, trying to make everyone feel welcome. And again, I think it was just, merging is the correct word, where you've got two entities coming together, and very soon thereafter, We lost our individual identities and we just became one greater shul. I always say it's 1 + 1 not equaling 2, but equaling 3.
That's
where
beautiful.
The sum equaled much more than individual parts.
I mean, I hope listeners don't mind when I put in my own personal thing, but I gave a talk at your shul, and it was so special. Every shul I speak at is special, but yours was particularly special. Do you think that the do you think that the merger signals a decline in Jewish communal life, or is it actually a sign of resilience and adaptation?
I think the latter. I definitely think it's a sign of resilience and adaptation. I think it's just being realistic, seeing things for what they are and how they are. There are many shuls in Johannesburg today who, while keeping their separate identities, get together for events. If it's a recent, like a Bar Omer event, or if it's Purim, so you have various shuls coming together, again, just to have a greater sense of community and just to build up the numbers as well. So I definitely think it's a... Although you have a shul closing, and one would say that, well, that signals decline, in this case, because you've got an amalgamation and you've got a consolidation of Jewish life on the northwest of Johannesburg, I think it really shows growth. It really shows determination to continue to carry over what both communities have always had and always valued. So I think the fact that we've consolidated and consolidated so well, it's a sign of resilience and a sign of strength. And as I say, many schools are doing it already in terms of their joint events.
And following on from that, with the broader South African Jewish community also facing demographic changes, what lessons can other congregations take from your experience?
It's a great question. I think greater collaboration. Not every shul has to join up with another shul, because again, it may not be as easy as ours was. But definitely greater collaboration, greater partnerships in joint events. Whether it be a Yom Yerushalayim celebration, Yom HaAtzmaut, a Lag BaOmer, and I think we're very lucky in South Africa. And under the leadership of the chief rabbi, and if I can also say Rabbi Chaikin, the South African Rabbinic Association, that there's a great warmth and a great collaboration already between rabbis in the South African Jewish community. And we are always looking for ways to collaborate one with the other if a school is near geographically to the other, to try to see what we can do together. And I think gone are the days when a rabbi had a particular ego and was very territorial. I think there's a greater sense in general, in greater consolidation and strengthening of the Jewish community, which we know is dwindling in numbers. But that doesn't mean that the communities that are still around can't be strong and can't be vibrant.